So we'll recite from Srimad Bhagavatam. Before that, let's chant the Mangalacharan and then. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yenai Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tamsa Jivam Sadhitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasascha Kripa Sindhubhya Ivacha Patitanam Pavinibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayati girim yat kripatam aham vande sri guru dinatarinam Ishvara paramananda devam sri chaitanya devam Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswati vyasam tato jayam udirae. Please repeat after me. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam canto 10 chapter 22 text 2 and 3 2 and 3 right 4 2 3 4 okay apluttam vasi kalindya jalante chodite arune ritva pratikritam devim Anachunnipashaikitam Gandhir Malle Sarobhibhi Bali Bhidhupadipake Uchavaches Chopahare Pramana Phala Tandulehe. Translation. My dear king, after they had bathed in the water of the Yamuna, just as the sun was rising, the gopis made an earthen deity of Goddess Durga on the river bank. Then they worshipped her with such aromatic substances such as sandalwood pulp, along with other items both opulent and simple, including lamps, fruits, betel nuts, newly grown leaves, and fragrant garlands and incense. Purport is, the word Balibhi in this verse indicates offerings of clothing, ornaments, food, and so on. Text 4. Kaptayani Mahamaye Mahayogini Adhishwari Nandagopa Sutam Devi Patimme Kurute Namaha Iti Mantram Japantyasta Pujam Chakru Kumari Kaha. Translation. Each of the young unmarried girls performed her worship while chanting the following mantra. O Goddess Katyayani, O great potency of the Lord, O possessor of great mystic power and mighty controller of all, please make the son of Nanda Maharaj my husband. I offer my obeisances unto you. Purport. According to various acharyas, the Goddess Durga mentioned in this verse is not the illusory energy of Krishna called Maya, but rather the internal potency of the Lord known as Yogamaya. The distinction between the internal and external or illusory potency of the Lord is described in the Narada Pancharatra in the conversation between Sruti and Vidya. Janati ekapara kantam saiva durga tadatmika yapara parama saktir mahavishnu sarupini yasya vijnana matrena paranam paramatmana muhurta deva devasya praptir bhavati nannatha ekayam prema sarvasa sabhava gokulesari anayasu labho jnayo आदिदेव अखिलेश्वर अस्य अमरीक शक्ति महामायाखिलेश्वरी। यया मुग्धम जगत सर्वम सर्वे देहाभिमानिना। द लॉर्ड्स इंफीरियर पोटेंसी नोन एज दुर्गा इज डेडिकेटेड टू हिज लविंग सर्विस। बीइंग द लॉर्ड्स पोटेंसी दिस इंफीरियर एनर्जी इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम हिम। देयर इज अनदर सुपीरियर पोटेंसी हुज फॉर्म इज ऑन द सेम स्पिरिचुअल लेवल एज दैट ऑफ गॉड हिमसेल्फ। सिंपली बाय साइंटिफिकली अंडरस्टैंडिंग द सुप्रीम पोटेंसी वन कैन इमीडिएटली अचीव द सुप्रीम सोल ऑफ ऑल सोल्स हु इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल द लॉर्ड्स। देयर इज नो अदर प्रोसेस टू अचीव हिम। दैट सुप्रीम पोटेंसी ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज नोन एज गोकुलेश्वरी, the goddess of Gokula. Her nature is to be completely absorbed in love of God, and through her one can easily obtain the primeval God, the Lord of all that being. This internal potency of the Lord has a covering potency known as Mahamaya, who rules the material world. In fact, she bewilders the entire universe, and thus everyone within this universe falsely identifies himself with the material body. From the above we can understand that the internal and external or superior and inferior potencies of the Supreme Lord are personified as Yogamaya and Mahamaya respectively. The name Durga is sometimes used to refer to the internal superior potency as stated in the Pancharatra. In all mantras used to worship Krishna, the presiding deity is known as Durga. Thus, in the transcendental sound vibrations glorifying and worshipping the absolute truth Krishna, the presiding deity of the particular mantra or hymn is called Durga. The name Durga therefore refers also to that personality who functions as the internal potency of the Lord and who is thus on the platform of Shuddha Sattva, pure transcendental existence. This internal potency is understood to be Krishna's sister, known as the Ekanamsa or Subhadra. This is the Durga who was worshipped by the gopis in Vrindavan. Several acharyas have pointed out that ordinary people are sometimes bewildered and think that the names Mahamaya and Durga refer exclusively to the external potency of the Lord. Even if we accept hypothetically that the gopis were worshipping the external Maya, there is no fault on this part, since in their pastimes of loving Krishna, they were acting as ordinary members of society. Srila Prabhupada comments in this regard, the Vaishnavas generally do not worship any demigods. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has strictly forbidden all worship of the demigods for anyone who wants to advance in pure devotional service. Yet the gopis, who are beyond compare in their affections for Krishna, were seen to worship Durga. The worshippers of demigods also sometimes mentions that the gopis also worship goddess Durga. But we must understand the purpose of the gopis. Generally, people worship goddess Durga for some material benediction. Here the gopis could adopt any means to satisfy or serve Krishna. That was the super excellent characteristics of the gopis. They worship goddess Durga completely for 1 month in order to have Krishna as their husband. Every day they prayed for Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, to become their husband. The conclusion is that a sincere devotee of Krishna will never imagine any material quality to exist in the transcendental gopis, who are the most exalted devotees of the Lord. The only motivation in all their activities was simply to love and satisfy Krishna. And if we foolishly consider their activities to be mundane in any way, it will be impossible for us to understand Krishna consciousness. Om Tat Sat. Could you, one or two devotees, recite the sloka?
Which is that?
2 and 3.
Number 4.
Yeah. The microphone.
Mahamaye Mahayogini
Adhishwari Mahayogini
Sutam Devi
Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi
Patimme Kurute Namaha
Patimme Kurute Namaha
Iti Mantram Japanstaitaha
Iti Mantram Japanstaitaha
Pujam Chakruhu Kumarikaha
Pujam Chakruhu Kumarikaha Tatyayini Mahamaye
Mahayogini
Adhishwari
Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi
Iti Mantram
Japastitaha
Katyayani Mahamaye
Mahayogini
Adhishwari Mahayogini Adhishwari
అధీశ్వరీ
నందగోపాసుతం దేవి
తిమే కురుతే నమః
ఇతి మంత్రం జపత్యస్తా
కులం చక్షుకుమారికః
వైష్ణవి
మహామాయే
మహాయోగిని అధీశ్వరీ
నందగోపాసుతం దేవి పతిమే కురుతే నమః
ఇతి మంత్రం జపంత్యస్తా
పూజం చక్రు కుమారికః నందగోపాసుతం దేవి
పతిమే కురుతే నమః
ఇతి మంత్రం జపత్యస్తా
థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్. సో దిస్ చాప్టర్ యాజ్ యూ నో కృష్ణ స్టిచ్ ది గోపీస్ గార్మెంట్స్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ అ బిగినింగ్ సో ఐఎమ్ డూయింగ్ ద సెకండ్ అండ్ ఫోర్త్. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఫ్రమ్ యుఎస్ఏ వీఆర్ ది బ్రజ్ దర్శన్ జాత్ర 25 పీపుల్ ఆర్ కమింగ్ హియర్ టు బృందావన్ ధామ్ ఫర్ ఎ వీక్ టు టేక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ రాధేశ్యామ్ సుందర్ అండ్ ఆల్ ది బ్రజ్ మండల్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ ద వైష్ణవస్ హియర్. అండ్ ఆల్సో ఐ లైక్ టు థ్యాంక్ యూ ధర్మాత్మ ప్రభు ఫర్ అరేంజింగ్ అండ్ అలవింగ్ మీ టు స్పీక్ ఆన్ ది భాగవతం. సో థ్యాంక్ యూ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఫర్ జాయినింగ్ టుడే ఫర్ అటెండింగ్ దిస్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. So this one, if you compare that, how there are multiple ways, the three aspects. One is why married women or the kumaris are worshipping Katyayani to get Krishna as the husband, and they never get the husband in real terms. And secondly, also we'll do a little comparisons from Gaur Leela. And the third aspect is we'll define what is the difference between Mahamaya and Yogamaya, so that you understand that we don't get confused. There are many times people in India, especially those who are worshippers of Kali or Durga, they will compare, oh, you know, your gopis also worship Durga, so what is wrong in that? But the difference is, you need to know what is the purpose behind your worship and what kind of paraphernalia. In text 2 and 3, in Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning, especially some pointer, the gopis are worshipping with paraphernalia of what? Sandalwood pail, some incense, flower and ghee lamp. And the flowers are also mentioned sometime like jasmine, jui, malati. So very fragrant flowers. But if you look into Srivas Angan, when in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, there is envious persons in Gaur Leela called Gopal Chapala. He used to try to defame Srivas Pandit, and he wanted to do on one night. He put some paraphernalia like red flower, red chandan, pot of wine, palanquins, and certain things which is worshipped to Durga. So those kind of things you can differentiate. That pot of wine had ever been offered to Krishna or Radharani? It's never. So that time Gopal Chapla wanted to prove that Srivas Pandit is not actually a worshipper of Vishnu or a Vaishnava. Rather than he's a Sakta or Shaivite, he's just a showcase. But Srivas Pandit did not defend it. But my point of comparison here is that what is the items or paraphernalia used for worship of Durga and the same Durga the gopis are worshipping. So that differentiates, that is the basic foundation of differentiates your mode you are constituted when you are offering with a goat or a chicken or some kind of animal sacrifice in front of Durga or Kali. Is that considered that you are coming with a higher purpose? Definitely not. And you will be also confused that one time Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Bengal, in America, there is a devotee asked that what is the offering we can give? Can little offering can be done? Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Patra Puspam Phalam Dhyam Yome Bhatta Prayachati. So Prabhupada says yes. And he gave an example where people are so unfortunate, and he was saying that one devotee of Kali in Bengal, he came to a Kali temple and he asked for a benediction boon. And after receiving the benedictions from Kali in a week, So he came back again to the temple. So Mother Kali asked, hey, you wanted to offer me a goat. That's what you came to do a deal with me. So what happened? You are not giving goat? Then the devotee said, look, Mother Kali, I am not that rich that I can offer you goat. So she said, at least give me a chicken. So after that, the next time he came, the devotee of Kali, then say, did you get my chicken? He said, you know, that is also very difficult for me to offer you. Then Mother Kali said, why don't you give me a fly at least? Which is very easy. Then the devotee responded to Mother Kali, the flies are all flying here. Why I have to offer you? You just go and grab it. You follow? That is not the point. It is not about grabbing. The flowers are there. You can come to Krishna. Why are you asking me to offer you something flowers? You can go and grab it. So that is the thing, our mode of intentions and give. This is an extreme intention of completely rejecting, ungrateful, even though you are getting from Mother Kali. It is not that Mother Kali is promoting to give meat eating or killing. Rather than they are connecting through the process of giving something, which is in the mode of ignorance, studying something. And another devotee you can see in Srimad Bhagavatam, I don't know, it's a Vritasur or something, which who wanted like Bhasmasur, right? Who got a benediction from Lord Shiva, that whomever he touches, they will be completely gone, burned into ashes. And only intention that he is worshipping Lord Shiva, that he wants to marry Parvati and get the blessings from, just imagine how crooked their mind is. You are worshipping the Lord and he wanted to do such things. So that is the mentality of the real worship of our Mahamaya. But Prabhupada in one example said, there is a devotee named Madhusudan, July 29th, 1968. So Prabhupada responded. So he was asking various questions, but one of the question is, Prabhupada, I wanted to know what is the difference between Subhadra and Yogamaya. So many people, have you been to Jagannath temple? We have Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. So the Jagannath recently finished the Rath Yatra. So Jagannath goes in Nandi Ghosh, then Baladev goes in the cart called Taladhvaj, and Subhadra goes in the cart called Devid Darpa, Darpa Dalan. So when this goes, each one of them has a chariot driver. So in the Subhadra's chariot driver is Arjun. So he is driving the cart. Now Prabhupada answered, so what is the difference between Yogamaya and Subhadra? People are asked earlier, Mahamaya and Yogamaya. Prabhupada said, Vishnu Sakti Para Prakta Kshetrajakya Tathapara Avidya Karma Sangyena Tritya Sakti Reshyate. There are three energies of the Lord, and inferior, superior and marginal. So the material energy you can see, the earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, these are likely the controlled by the Mahamaya. Then we have the living being, the soul, which is like Tatastha Sakti, then the internal potency of the Lord. So Prabhupada explained, this is likely a theoretical difference between Mahamaya and Yogamaya. In conscious level difference is, just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita is mentioned, the Atmendriya Priti bole Sei Kam, Krishnendriya Priti bole Tar Naam Prem. Means whatever you do, satisfy your senses is called Kam, that is lust. And in that process, if you do worship to Durga, that is a Mahamaya. But if you are worshipping the same Durga for the satisfaction of Krishna, that is Yogamaya. And Prabhupada gave one example from the Quran. He said that Yogamaya has 16 expansions. How many? 16 expansions. And Subhadra is one of them. So there are various expansions which acts. For example, Purnamasi. You know, this expansion is exclusively dedicated to enhance Parakya Bhava of Krishna. So there are delegated potencies of the Yogamaya. In Narayana Sakti, there are various potencies of the Lord. For example, to serve in Vaikunthas, there is also Yogamaya. In Vrindavan Brajmandal, which is served for the enhancing the Parakya Bhava. Just like we say, right, this song of Radha Krishna, Jai Radha, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. So it says, Parakya Bhava Jahan Prajete Prachur, Prachar. So when Prabhupada is explaining the technical details of the Yogamaya, we should not be confused about how they are merging together and how they are differentiating. Because sometimes, if you exactly look into the Sanskrit word, gopis are saying, Katyayini Mahamaya. They should have said, Katyayini Yogamaya. So the point here is saying, Mahamaya means you are supreme. They are talking to there that there is nothing beyond you. You are the supreme one, and we are seeking blessings for you. so that you give us the benedictions that we get Krishna as our husband. And Krishna is the wish fulfiller. He is always listening to the prayers of the devotees. And he knows how to fulfill the desires. Because I was tell, yesterday we went to Nandagram and then we went for Therkadam. So initially we decided that we'll go Nandagram and after that we'll go have darshan of Ashishwar Mahadev Mandir and then we'll go to Therkadam. Yesterday also decided that we'll go at least the Gopishwar Mahadev Mandir after doing the 7 darshan in Vrindavan and then come to Yamunavar. So somehow time did not permit, so we forget to, we neglected, okay, Gopishwar Mahadev is fine. Important is Radha Govind, Radha Gopinath, so we did it and we forgot it. And yesterday also, because there was started little bit of rain or timing permitting, so we said, okay, Vaisheshwara Mahadev will see later. So we ended in Therkadam. And we started Kirtan in 2 minutes. In Therkadam, when we were doing Kirtan, there's a big storm. Everybody thought the Trinavrata is appearing. You can't believe the tree fell down onto us. A big tree in the Therkadam. Prabhuji is an evidence, I'm not joking. Right, Prabhuji. So there is a big pine tree which was there and it fell down completely on the side of this Therkadam. So all the devotees, we are there, we are scared, and it is such a huge storm and rain, so we have to run around. Then after that we prayed like 15 minutes, then what to do? We don't know where to eat prasadam and all. So finally we said, let's go and satisfy Ashish Mahadev, because he's, so when you put a cup of water onto the Shivalinga, then all the storms and everything is over, back to normal. So that is likely, my point is saying, Lord Krishna bestows His mercy or wish fulfilling the way you cannot comprehend. So for the gopis, when He wanted to give the benedictions, so how He wanted to do? That He came to the on the bank of the Yamunaj, where the gopis are taking bath, naked. And only in front of the husband, the woman can be naked. Otherwise, it is like chastity is gone. So Krishna wanted to fulfill the desire of the gopis because they perform in the month of Margashir, just after Kartik. Margashir had started the Katyayani Vrata for 1 month, and it has been mentioned here how the Katyayani Vrata is done. And there are various vratas are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, like Punsavan Vrata. In 6th canto, 19th chapter, it is mentioned that how Punsavan Vrata had been given by Kashyap Muni to his wife Diti, that 1 month from Kartik Purnima you starts. And also it goes 1 year, and there are same rules applies. But that is worship of Lakshmi Narayan. Worshipping Lakshmi Narayan, then you also get a son. And it is not about just getting a son, it will be a devotee son. Just like Marutas became devotees. So when they perform this vrata in the previous year, the next year Krishna came in few months after their performance of this one. And he gave the benedictions that I will fulfill, I am now awarding you as a husband. But the real transactions of the husband will be fulfilled in the month of autumn. So coming season in the Rasa Lila, he will fulfill by dancing with the gopis. So it's very difficult to know that how Krishna comes into picture and how he does the fulfillment. Now gopis also, what is the necessity of in Vrindavan to go to some demigods or whatsoever and ask for benediction? Why not you directly ask Krishna? Isn't it? Just like we have seen that Radharani is going to Suryakund, there is a place, and she is also worshipping sun god. So what is the necessity of Radharani to worship sun god and giving, another demigods? Because Krishna is mentioning here, no worship of demigods. You do not need. They are called Alpa Medhasa. And in Brahma Samhita it is Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Sakti Rekha. Chayavayasya bhuvanani vivarti durga ichhanurupam ye asya chishtate sa govindam adi purusham tamham bhajami. Brahma Samhita, it is again Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said the form of Durga, he has described very nicely. Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj said the 10 hand of Durga, that is called 10 hand form. The 10 hand of Durga is considered as the 10 ritualistic functions. That is called dasamudha dharma. There is likely 10 fundamental religious principles are there, which people are, this is the kamya of the purusartha. So those things, and the lion is considered the heroic prowess, and the snake is considered the beauty of the time. And then he has two sons who are considered as Kartik and Ganesh. And similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj explained about the three energies, which is considered as Sri Bhu Nila. Ishwarera Prema Dekhe Nijara Sarupa Krishna Dvibhuja Sri Bhu Nila Sevayakari Krishna Charana. That means Krishna's original form is Dvibhuja. Narayana Rupe Chaturbhuja Dhare Sankha Chakra Gada Padmana. Same verse. It is mentioned that how the Krishna's original form is Dvibhuja form. And Sri Bhu Nila. So do you know about Sri Bhu Nila? This is the three energies of the Lord. This is the three internal energy. Sri is considered as the creative energy, the creation of this thing. And sorry, Sri is like the maintainer of this energy. And Bhu is creator of the creative functions, energy of the Lord. And Nila is the destructive form of the Lord. So Nila is sometimes called also Durga. So in this way, you can go, if you read Bhagavatam, see Brahma Samhita about the functions of Durga and Mahamaya and Yogamaya, sometimes you may be confused the word Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada has used, how to differentiate. But Prabhupada has very clearly explained for us to differentiate, to understand what is Durga and what is the real Durga. Do they exist? Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj mentioned in the same Brahma Samhita 544, in the purport he mentions that the real mundane Durga, which is functioning as the maintainer of the Mayas, but the original Yogamaya, it is the shadow potency, chaya potency of the original Durga of Yogamaya. So this Durga is also considered one of the 16 expansion of the original Yogamaya. So whenever you see, there are various things, and in one places of Bhagavatam you can see in 10th canto, when Krishna also said to Yogamaya, when he appeared during the time, he said that you will be also celebrated 12 names. You know how many names? 12 names in this material world. Like Vaishnavis, Mahamaya, I don't know, anybody names, some names? Like Durga, Chandi. So those 12 names are also there in Srimad Bhagavatam, that you will be also famous in this world. Those people who go, they will also get devotion ultimately. For example, you go to Vaishnavi Mandir, which is in Kashmir, right? So Jammu. When you go to Vaishnava Mandir, you get to fulfill all your desires, material desires. Then also you get a glimpse of bhakti because of the mercy of Krishna's empowerment to the Durga in the 12 names. And he has specifically said that I am giving you that you fulfill the desires of the living beings who is loitering in this material world. He did not give that Anya Vilasita Sunyam Jnana Karmadi Anabritam Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttamam. No, they have still has the fixes of Jnana and Karma. They are not coming out of Jnana and Karma yet. In this way, if you know, in summary, let me show those who came late or joining. In essence, what we discussed here, gopis are worshipping Mother Katyayani, also considered here as Durga or Mahamaya or Yogamaya in a form, in Vrindavan Dham, in the month of Margashira, which is just after Kartik, with the paraphernalia of sandalwood, pest chandan, pushpa, which is malati, jui, such kind of flowers. And then also they are using incense and ghee lamp to worship Mother Katyayani. And they did worship for 1 month, and only one objective is to get Krishna at their husband. And now Prabhupada is differentiating between what is Mahamaya and what is Yogamaya. As I mentioned to you, the letter from Madhusudan, Prabhupada has explained that Yogamaya has 16 expansions. Then I was talking about what is the difference between Yogamaya and Mahamaya. We understand that there is those who are in maintaining in the material world, the Jada Jagat is technically controlled by the Mahamaya. And Mahamaya's main duty is to check and balance the devotee's progress. Because when Madhava's, you know, the Kirtaniya's group, when they are there last month, his wife said a beautiful point. He said that we are so much of fallen or negligent that Maya is also not willing to test us. She has no hope. These guys are useless. Anyway, what is there to test them? So only hope is that we have to get Krishna's mercy. Maya tests just like the real form, original Maya sends our agency to test us, because small devotees like us, like You may show up big pizza when you are doing nirjala or something. This is like a smaller form of maya. The real checking your consciousness within your core of your mind, that is checked when by the original Mahamaya came to test Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, when he was chanting, Mahamaya came in the middle of the night and she wants to test whether Haridas Thakur is a real devotee or not. She came in the original form of a woman. So neither the Urvasi or the Ramha or Menaka can compare to the when the original Mahamaya is in front of Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur being a completely pure devotee, there is no question of him to fall down. Just like Prabhupada says proudly that Mahamaya is on my shoes, I kept it. So that statement can be given by Prabhupada. We don't give such statement. Next day you are fallen. Maybe Mahamaya captures us. We may seek her blessings. Please don't do too much test for me. I am small devotees. And please pass me on to Krishna. So in this way, we understand how to follow the footsteps of gopis. And we can defeat the people who argues that sometimes say, oh, one devotee was there in USA, he was asking me, you know, in Puran, Devi Puran says that Durga is actually waking Vishnu to get up. If Vishnu is asleep and somebody is waking you, then Durga is superior. He is a sleeping guy, sleepy man. If you are somebody in the class sleepy, can you say that he is a liberated soul or fully? And somebody is waking up, he say that you are fallen, I am superior. That is the kind of argument you give, right? So they are giving argument, oh, this is the one. So I quoted one verse from Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, in another words, he said, if I am a spiritual master, I said to my secretary, say, Tamal Krishna Goswami, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, please wake me at 3 a.m. tomorrow. Does it mean that Tamal Krishna Maharaj became the spiritual master of Prabhupada? He is a servant. He is taking the commandment of the master that what he wants to do. So it doesn't differentiate if he wants to see in another way, perspective, that how Durga and Mahamaya is acting towards Krishna, then he'll be confused. But you see that, yes, Durga, Mahamaya, Yogamaya is waking Krishna from his yoga nidra. Just like Chaturmasa starts, right? Krishna, Vishnu is sleeping now for 4 months. And then when the Shayan Ekadasi started and then Uttana Ekadasi, that time Yogamaya comes into play, wake the Lord. It's like alarm clock. Season one of the expansion of the alarm clock. Just like we have the alarm clock. So we get up early in the morning, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., whatever time. So Yogamaya is also alarm clock. That does not mean that she is superior or master of Vishnu. In another form, many examples you give in Rameshwar, Lord say, or Lord Ramchandra, I don't need to give the point, you must have heard many times that by worshipping Durga or offering obeisances, it does not behold the positions of Lord Ram. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has visited many places in Shailavala. There is another place in South India called Trinjor. I think we have in our Rajdarshan group from Nalini Mathis, she was telling me that Trinjor. So I was reading one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita and it was said that Lord Chaitanya, it is called Shaila Bhairav, like Bhairavi. So in the Bhairavi Mandir, and Prabhupada in the purport writes that Bhairavi, a one small boy came for help, food to Bhairavi Mandir, and Mother Bhairavi appeared there and she gave her breast milk to that boy. So it is the affectionate mother, she gave her breast milk to that boy. So Durga is also very compassionate. If somebody is asking, she is not only offering anything. So Prabhupada said when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited that place, he offered obeisances. But Durga is also much more affectionate and towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are in a different form as a Brahmin man and Brahmin woman, as a Durga and Shiva. They also came and worshipped Lord Chaitanya and invited and welcomed him. So now the context, the Vaishnavas are always convinced, and no matter how much you can try to convince, they will find out something and make a, you know, just like prick a pin. They will find out hair in any food. Oh, it is maybe there. You dig down it in a food or something. So those who are Shaktas or Saivas, they will find out a place or find out some meanings that the Mahamaya or Durga is superior in all respects.
because they cannot sacrifice their desires in their heart, which is to please themselves. What they wanted to achieve, what they wanted to become. Prahlad Maharaj in 8th canto, he mentions, especially the particular verse, he will say, the Asuranam itam Durganam. Means Durga is also considered the fort. In India, earlier days, the Rajput and all the kings, they used to kill, right? All of you know, Lal Killa. And in Rajasthan, you have many forts. Why do they create such big forts? To protect the enemies to not enter to the city. So we are as an enemy of God. We are also captivated in this fort. Because we are against Krishna Bhakta. So we fell down in this world. And we are also kept in this big fort. This Durga. In this Durga, we are here so that we cannot get out of here without the superintendent. Durga is also considered superintendent of this fort. So without her mercy, we cannot get out of it. And how the mercy happens? Prabhupada gave a very beautiful example, and he will say, just like in August 15th or January 26th, the Republic Day or the Independence Day in India, when the President or Prime Minister visits the jail, like they will say, hey, these 15 prisoners you can remove, I give a supreme order. Whatever it is, when the President signs, he has the power, executive power. Okay, these 15 Qaidis will be released from this jail. Or that guy will be released from, upgrade him, give TV and newspaper in his rooms, some upgrade. So he can grant it without their qualifications, isn't it? One jailer inside the prisoner, he may be massaging this superintendent daily. He may be getting, but when the President comes, he may award something. It is like that. When Krishna, Vishnu or his pure devotees comes, they can award them like that, left and right. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, he has awarded many people, those who are not even qualified, those who are envious towards him, and he was awarded Braja Bhakti to them, Vaidhi Bhakti, Chodo, Prem Bhakti, directly Prem Bhakti to many devotees in India. And Prabhupada has bestowed his mercy in America to many devotees. So in all this context, you see, the mood of the gopis is the bhava is exclusively getting Krishna as the husband. But if you start in inventing our own methods to fulfill our desires, then it becomes the same yoga maya may become mahamaya in front of us. The same yoga maya may become mahamaya in front of us. Just like Prabhupada says, yoga maya and Krishna are brothers and sisters. Just like when you are taking a bath in Yamuna, who is his sister? Yamaraj and Yamunaj are sisters. They are children of sun god. So when they are children of sun god, when you are taking bath, then pleasing the sister, then she is recommending the brother that, my dear brother, this gentleman or lady has taken bath and pleased me. Please do not arrest me. In 6th canto, when there is a difference in Bhagavatam, it is said, who are the people, you know, giving this devotee, it's like Narayana Parayana. Narayana Sudallava Prasannatma Kotisapi Mahamane. So Kotisapi Mahamane means out of millions, Muktanam Api Siddhanam, Narayana Parayana, Sudallava Prasannatma Kotisapi Mahamane. So who are these people? There are millions and trillions of people, they are very simply the liberated souls. They come to Krishna. But now, when you learn about the various degrees of the conceptual thinking about Yogamaya and Mahamaya, how to worship Yogamaya and how to avoid Mahamaya, the best thing is we chant always Hare Krishna, which is inclusive of all, and it is completely, Prabhupada says, you are always in the internal potency of the Lord. By chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you can go on of discussing various forms of this worship. As I mentioned again, I always repeat many things so that it goes into your mind. Repetition of chanting so that we are attentive. Repetitions of the same word, some of the essential points, the differential of worship, how gopis did, they used sandalwood pulp. And how does in Gopal Chapala put there? Red sandalwood, which is Rakta. There is a Rakta Chandan is there, right? You must be knowing. The Rakta Chandan is worshipped for Durga, but the real sandalwood is worshipped for Yogamaya. Then they worship with various flowers, which is like Malati, Jui, Jasmine, those Ketaki, which we know in Srimad Bhagavatam, various flowers. And for the Lord here, you can see, I don't remember, know the name of the flower. So those are all very auspicious and fragrant flowers offered to the Lord. But here in Durga, what is offered? Like Mandar or the cactus, you know, those flowers, red flowers, very extreme red flowers, which is offered to Durga. And what is he saying? Bale leaf and also pot of wine. And here do you offer? We offer orange juice, milk, rasmalai too. But here it is offered. So this is the difference between Mahamaya and Yogamaya. And second difference is your objective and purpose. What is the purpose? Our purpose is, Krishna says, Yogamaya Samabrita. Means I am covering this one. You will not be able to see me because it is a covering of which Yogamaya? Arjun is also sometimes Yogamaya. Prabhupada said in first chapter after Bhagavad Gita, Arjun was still in Mahamaya. When it's coming to 18th chapter, he again became in the control of Yogamaya. There is a place in Delhi. Anyone from Delhi here? Mataji. Oh, few of them. You know Kalkaji. So it is said that in Kalkaji, before Arjun going to the war, Mahabharata war, Arjun went, Krishna ordered him to get benedictions from Mother Durga so that he become victorious. So you all will be confused that Krishna, you are telling all your devotees to do all the things. You worship Durga, you Katyayani, your gopis are worshipping Katyayani, your mistress Radharani is worshipping sun god, everything you violated, but you are telling me not to do anything, isn't it? You may ask about things. So when you become fully transcendental, I give pastimes of the Surya Kund so that you know why the demigods worship is considered is likely, why it is not there. So in a summary, if you have been to Surya Kund, I heard from Dinbandhu Prabhu, it was very fortunate last year, that when actually Radharani give a fake news to their mother that I am going to worship sun god Surya Kund, but they are not, there is no sun or anything, they are not worshipping. The only thing is they are meeting Krishna. So somehow Jatila and Kutila one day they came and they wanted to find out where is actually Radharani is doing what. So when they came, Radharani is in trouble. So at the time, because Krishna is there, so Krishna converted himself, sun and moon, both eyes, Surya and Chandra, and became like Surya Narayan. So it is like Krishna's himself form. And Radharani at that time worshipping, and they came. They are very happy. Oh, we are worshipping sun god. Jatila Kutila is extremely happy if Radharani is worshipping other than Krishna. To Kali, to sun god, to anybody else, then to Krishna. So we have also many friends who suggest us that why are you doing Krishna consciousness? Bhikari kyun banna hai? Why are you doing? Just enjoy life. Given God has given you the life to enjoy and celebrate. Eat, drink and marry. Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kutoh punaragamana ghrinam krutva ghrinam krutva. Means you find it out by a loan or by water means, because you need to get ghee, means at the time ghee and silk is considered most auspicious. Because this day, this body is bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kutoh punaragamana. Who has told you to come back here? So you worship Durga, get money immediately. Lord Shiva, get money, finer and wealth and opulence, and you get it. Prabhupada says that the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, Durga is situated in between Lakshmi and Saraswati. You worship, right, the Durga Puja. So it is like Lakshmi and Saraswati, middle is Durga. So she is likely the mundane opulence and mundane knowledge. Durga is a combination of mundane opulence and mundane knowledge. If you wanted to get the real knowledge and real opulence, which is on the side, is Sri Lakshmi and Saraswati, which is the transcendental knowledge and transcendental the opulence. Both the things you get it. But now if you focus the real, the form of the Durga here, then you will be getting such benedictions. So our goal and objective is to making sure that we worship directly, even though if you are worshipping Durga or whatsoever, if you are Kula Devata or Kula Devi, you daily go and offer the prayers vancha kalpataru vyasasya kripasandhi bevacha patitanam pavine vaishnavya namo namo by saying daily and remind her that please help me to get Krishna. 1979, when Tamal Krishna Maharaj was visiting in Fiji, Fiji or somewhere, or Peru, I don't remember, and one devotee was there in the assembly, and he was challenging that I have my God and I do like Sai Baba. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, I guarantee you be with me 7 days, you'll forget the concept of Sai Baba. You'll get transcendental loving service to Radha and Krishna. 7 days. 7 days, King Chitraketu received the mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Mahan Bhavaye Maha Vibhuti Pataye Sankarshanaye Iti Namine. Means when you are chanting this mantra, Sankarshan, then he saw God in 1 week. Parikshit Maharaj in 7 days, he saw the Supreme Lord in 1 week. So what is the difficulty? When Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he is a pure devotee. When he is benedicting to the devotee, then after that, I don't know whether he became devotee or not, but Maharaj was so potent when he is arguing. We should be convinced that this Krishna consciousness movement is going to reward and award all of us, including Saktas, Shaivas, Vaishnavas, Vedavadrata, Nastik, or all kinds of people. All kinds of people. Vaidism, Nirakarvad, Sakarvad, doesn't matter what kind of background you have. It is going to give you fulfillment to every class of man. And especially in this age of Kali, you can see, you are going to, by this Sankirtan movement, you are going to get this bliss. So we have 7-8 minutes. I will stop here and see if anyone has reflections or questions. So we can take 9 o'clock sharp stop, right? So please give the microphone. So our devotees are there from US, those who came. See, my wife Ananda, Harish is sitting next. So we have 25 people came. Probably they are somewhere else here. Please go ahead, don't be shy. If you have reflections also, what do you got something? The microphone is there. Do you get someone from social media, those who are watching? Any comments? No way to integrate? No, not now. So only those who are in person physically. Okay. Please raise your hand so we don't be shy. It's nice to always give your reflections and questions. On that side also, anyone? Back? Interesting, people don't have questions, that's very strange. I thought Vrindavan, they will have full transcendental mellows here. At least give your blessings. Yes, Mataji, give one. First of all, let's not confuse with these leelas with Radha and Krishna and the gopis, whatever they are doing. From our perspective, let's separate it out. When you are saying that, okay, demigod worship, so what is the point? Krishna is saying that 4 classes of people come to me: artha, arthi, jnani, jigyasu. So fourth classes of people. Then if you say that artha means if you are inquisitive or you are requiring money, you come to Krishna and Krishna will reward you. So what is the point of demigods? Even if your desires, akama sarva kamipa moksha kama udardi tibrena, so you can find out. So by this one, all kind of desires will be fulfilled. So in my opinion, we should just educate people that how Krishna is the fulfiller of all desires. So there is no need to go demigods first. Then we can talk about niskam bhakta or not. But Radharani's things, we cannot confuse here. Just I mentioned about how Surya Kund thing, because those are the leelas. Better to advance the Bhagavad Gita, then we come to this Bhagavatam knowledge of Radha Rani's Leela. Okay? Thank you. I think behind Madhav, give it.
Hare Krishna. When we were speaking worship here, she's given four names in the first two lines. Mahalaya, you explained Mahayogini, we can understand Adi Ishwarini, we can understand. What is the meaning of Katyayani?
What is the meaning of Katyayani?
Yes.
I don't know actually what is the exact meaning of Katyayani. So anybody, Ganatra? Give. Huh? Give the microphone. Any? Daughter of Rishi Katyayani. So that's why, so just like our mother Ganga is considered as a Jahnavi, because Jannu Rishi drank it, so it is Jahnavi. So similarly, she is also one form of a Rishi Katyayana. From his name, it is called Katyayani. So I don't know, that is Prabhuji's statement. So we need to, maybe Dharmatma, we can find out. Okay, yes, give the last one.
I have a question that quite often we can see in the Western Eastern temples that the worship for Shiva becomes more and more prominent. Like festivals like Shivaratri become very important to the devotee community. And you could comment on that, like because how we should approach this worship. I mean, we know that Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee of the world. But on the other hand, Srila Prabhupada never introduced the worship of Lord Shiva. So if you could kindly comment on it.
Yes, I think that's a good point. So how do we as a Vaishnava integrate such things? I will tell you two examples. I am from Odisha. Culturally, two things happen. Lord Shiva temple also, in many parts of the Odisha, they chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Even though they worship Om Namah Shivaya, but there is no such thing. Probably one or two mantra when they are doing the Shivalinga worship. But all the times, there are some people, even though they are having chillam and all, doesn't matter, but they are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra all the time. And there is another festival called Harihar Milan. Harihar Milan means in the Shivratri, if there are two temples, for example, in my village we have built a Jagannath temple and there is a Shiva temple. So in Shivratri, Gopal from the Vishnu temple goes to Shiva temple to give blessings or Milan, whatever it is called. Both friends wish each other. So they meet together. And also during the procession and the return, chanting of Hare Krishna Gojan. So if you do that one, so there is no problem at all. So we can well integrate the Shivratri. But the thing is that people neither culturally upgraded themselves, nor they are religiously understood the things. So somehow or other they are coming to Krishna consciousness and they wanted to understand all aspects of Veda in overnight, which is not going to happen. So better to teach them, better to chant Hare Krishna first few years, that will give you solace and happiness. Instead of you learn to know many jatumat, tatumat, then you will be confused. Okay? I think we are just on the dot of the time. Any last comments? Okay? If not, I would like to thank you everyone for joining today and giving your association with me. So thank you very much.